A line of demonstrators stopped at the local newspaper and radio station before gathering for a downtown rally led by Democratic State Senator Julie Lassa.
We're not going to take it anymore. We want our government back, and this is what democracy looks like.
Malin Mitchell, the head of the Wisconsin Firefighters Union, traveled up from Madison in his dress uniform.
And this is about the middle class and a direct attack on the middle class.
Tom Burkhart, a mailroom worker, wore a button that read Union Thug, an expression Governor Walker had used.
That just shows the total disregard of state employees and union employees in general. He has no respect for the type of work that we do.
Scott Wiltzius, a public school bus driver, wore a Teamsters t-shirt.
I don't think this governor cares about working people myself. He seems to care more about giving corporations tax breaks.
Nancy Purick, a university scientist, said she feared what the governor's budget would do to Wisconsin's natural resources.
Water protection, forest protection, wildlife, managing our campgrounds, managing our parklands.
Ron Zimmerman, the director of the Schmeekly Reserve Conservation Area, has worked for UW Stevens Point for 37 years.
I'm very concerned about the villainization of state workers. Many of us have been very dedicated for decades, and this is just too personal.
The demonstrators we talked to said they were focused on two things: defeating David Prosser in the state Supreme Court election on April 5th, and the recall elections that they said would follow. In Stevens Point, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.